It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, off we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It seems like it's been a while since we've done one of these. Let's
back after a brief hiatus.
Let's see if we can recover. We're going to find out where who's got the biggest dongs on the planet Earth. I don't want to ruin the ending, but it's not us. There are much bigger dongs to be had out there than our dongs. We're going to find out how to...
Don't let the word get out, though.
Satisfy any woman sexually.
Pointer direction, one of those bigger dongs.
Somebody
says, you're going to want to head over there.
You know, yeah, if you head over... you got to head south if you want to go to where the big dicks reside.
Near the equator, huh?
Yeah.
All that nice weather. The sun, it grows big wieners.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out, what is the worst part of having a dong? There's problems, ladies. This is just strictly for the ladies, because most guys are going to realize... We're going to know exactly what the other dudes are talking about. What else do we have? Where's the other thing? Oh, yeah, we also got a couple of terrible people that we'll deal with there towards the end. Oh, yeah, we'll also get the one big mistake that men are making before they go out on a date. And this is expert advice from a porn star.
Oh.
That porn star that, remember, she was on Saved by the Bell the college years? And she decided, you know what? I'm going to do pornography.
I'm trying to think which one it was.
Maitland Ward was her name. She was like one of the friends. Remember the girls? She's a goddamn smoke show, I'll tell you that.
Trying to think, was it Lisa Turtle?
No. All right, let's start with bedroom fantasies. Everybody has sexual fantasies, right?
Not anymore.
Once you've been with the same person for long enough, sometimes those fantasies get squished out because, well, the first time somebody says, gross, you stop sharing your sexual fantasies.
And then there's also they get stamped out so many times that sometimes they just, they're just there for you and that's it.
These are the top six male sexual fantasies. And then they checked in with people who, well, they pulled it off. And how would they rate the sexual fantasy? Some of these don't go so well. You've been hankering for it for a long time and then you finally get it.
It never dawns in your mind as you're thinking about these things that they may be, in fact, terrible.
What if it's not very fun? Well, let's start at the top, and then we'll just work our way down the top six. Threesomes. That's like now, the Holy Grail, right?
Yeah, but we've had stories on this podcast and on the terrestrial show how sometimes they can go awry.
But I think most of the time they go awry. Unless you're a young man's playing a young man's game where you don't care about nothing, then that's pretty good. A threesome is a good thing to have. But they do say if you're already in a committed or set relationship, obviously problems will arise. They say far and away the most popular fantasy out there is the threesome. Way more possible, by the way, if you're not committed and you're just out having a good time. Most dudes on average, how do they rate the threesome on a 10 scale?
7.
10. Or no.
Oh.
On a 10 scale, 3.
3?
Yeah. I was surprised by that.
Hey. Well, another guy showed up, so that's going to immediately ding my rating off the top.
I didn't exactly thoroughly explain the threesome. I thought it was understood.
Oh, it was for her, not for me. Oh.
Top bedroom fantasies for dudes. Number 2. The butt stuff. Not top of the list for women, I believe it or not.
I don't even think it's on the list.
It has gotten less taboo over the last decade, they say, as curiosities rise and desire to experiment and explore grows.
Ooh.
You could probably thank pornography for that, because I've noticed that sort of stuff, it doesn't appear to be a big deal in pornography.
Why, it's as common as a handshake.
I've noticed sometimes they request it.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Eventually, it seems like they'll get around to it.
On a 10 scale, how do most dudes rate the anal?
Oh, I'm going to say it must be a 10.
7.5.
Oh, so it's twice as high as a threesome.
Oh, it's that Russian judge again.
Yep.
Kept us off the platform. Kept us off the podium. Watching, number 3, male fantasies. Watching self-pleasure.
Wait.
Some people like to watch. Some people like to be watched. Some like it both. It's important for somebody to know what gets you off and be able to express it. Watching self-pleasure on a 10 scale.
So you watching her do her thing?
Right, or you enjoy her watching you do your thing.
That's got to be a 10 out of 10 because I don't think it could go sideways.
It's a 9 out of 10.
Unless what you're watching is grotesque. I don't want her watching me.
That
won't be good for anybody.
You always hang your mouth open like that? What is that? Was that a 1,000-yard stare? What are you doing? Do you need a bib? It's just so much drool.
Why do you smother yourself with a pillow right there at the end? Shut up.
Top male sexual fantasies. Number 4, watching them with another partner. For the same reason as the threesome isn't likely, this one's going to be a tough sell. Really? A tough sell.
Hey, that one seems like an easier sell than the threesome.
I think so, too.
No, how about you go have fun? I just watch.
There's an awkwardness, the feeling of cheating, the insecurity, the countless other issues that go along with it. You can ask, but don't be shocked if you receive a quick and decisive no. Oh, I'm never shocked when I get the no. I expect the no. On a 10 scale, what do you get watching them with another partner?
0 out of 10. This is terrible.
2 out of 10.
Unless you want to make it real casual, you sit there eating a sandwich, you know, deking on your phone.
You have any other dirty clothes that need to be put in the washer?
Nice.
What about being filmed? Like anal sex, porn has become way more mainstream as of late. That's given people more freedom and feeling to be adventurous by unleashing their inner porn star. If you've got the trust that it won't end up, you know, on the internet.
I have to say, this is probably a lot more concerning now than it used to be. Back in the day, you'd set up a VHS recorder, and like, where's it going to wind up? In a garbage or a garage sale? Now, if it's on a phone, it can wind up anywhere. It can wind up in the hands of people who don't want it.
It's top male sexual fantasies. Filming is, it's almost a sure thing. 8.5 out of 10.
Wow.
What about role play?
I like how threesomes are way down there, yeah, but all the regular stuff. Weird. They're like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Role playing, when it's done, it's fun. When it's done right, it's fun. It's exciting. It's a great way to change things up and build on mutual fantasies. Comfort level with your partner is mandatory. What do you got?
I'm going to say 5 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Wow. Hey, it's me, the Terminix man. I understand you have a bug infestation.
Yeah, by the way, if you spring a shocking or creepy fantasy, you know, you're probably not going to do well. You know, I am the poodle master and you are the poodle. Get the fuck out of here. Well, you know what, Warren Cluck always.
Hey, you're the lady next door, and I'm me.
Right. I'm your best. You're your best friend, and I'm me.
I'm still me.
As Warren Cluck is prone to say, yo, where are all the big dogs at? Worlddata.info has got you covered.
The first thing I say when I enter a room.
Yep. No, that's what do you say when you go into the bathroom? Is this where all the dicks hang out?
Shake it more 3 times, you're playing with yourself. Wah!
Interactive map shows you an up-to-date information on the nations that are packing the big penises and which nations are not packing the big penises. When it comes to big dongs, who takes the top spot?
Well, you said it's down south, Central America.
Ecuador.
Hey, you were just in Costa Rica. Did you notice any big dongs?
No, I didn't know to look, though. If I would have known to look.
I mean, you saw some wildlife. Would have killed you just to take a look at the local talent?
Yeah. By the way, the average Ecuadorian dong is 6.9 inches.
Wow.
Followed by Cameroon.
Hey, where is Cameroon on the map?
I have no idea. Followed by Bolivia.
Bolivia's down south.
You want to look at the teeny weenies if you want to feel better about yourself. Cambodia. The average length of a Cambodia dong is 4.3 inches.
Oh, man. That's almost 3 full inches between the biggest and the smallest.
Yeah. Boy, I bet probably don't let a lot of women out of that country to, you know, kind of sniff around the rest of the world to see what's up because they ain't coming home. Philippines also. Your Filipinas, not very big.
Filipinas.
Now, what's the worst part about having a dong? They asked dudes on Reddit, what's the biggest complaint you got?
Getting it caught in things like a zipper.
Like what? Your hand at the ballpark?
No, but like everybody has that one horror story. Like the first time you catch yourself, like really catch yourself in a zipper. It's the most excruciating, terrifying pain.
It's more shocking than it is painful because you can't because your first initial thought is how am I going to write this wrong? But, how am I going to undo this?
But you also zip differently from that point on. You never zip up fast. You always make sure everything's tucked away.
How do I back this train off back down the tracks? The train has pulled out of the station, but now I need the train to go back down into the station. And you know that initial pain is going to be met with an equal pain. Because you can't peel your dong out of the zipper. The zipper has to open back up. Here's the problem. Feeling the urgent need to pee while simultaneously having a boner.
Oh, yeah.
They ask dudes, what's the worst part about having a dong? Oh, having the twin stream and neither one ends up hitting the toilet.
So I have to be very careful where you aim first thing in the morning.
It's funny whenever you're peeing in the dark and you have to quietly listen to make sure, is everything going where it's supposed to be going? The worst part's about having a dog. No matter how hard you shake and dance, the last few drops go down your pants. What's that old meme with the underwear? The last drops for me.
I can't remember the comedian I followed on Twitter, but he said that was the devil's cut.
One for you, one hey, for me.
And it does feel like the older you get, the more of that devil's cut there is. you're wearing linen pants or Dockers. You better make fucking sure you are done.
I must have spilled some soda. Your penis can change size, shape, and stiffness significantly, yet we have no direct control over it, and sometimes it does not cooperate. Ooh, here's the best one. What's the worst part about having a dong? It's a weak spot, and everyone knows about it.
Oh, yeah. What's the first thing you always see on TV and movies when they're teaching ladies self-defense?
Kick them in the balls.
Yep, right in the balls.
Sometimes when you try to get a boner, it gets hard. It gets harder to the point where it hurts. Oh, when you try to ignore a boner. Hardest thing's about having a dong, keeping the lawn trimmed around it. The zipper is your natural enemy. Oh, we all get judged about the size of it one way or another, and it's something we have no control over. Touching the toilet bowl while pooping.
Hey, it's a point of uncomfortable contact.
Dudes are nothing except they're nothing if they're not honest.
Yeah.
Constantly flopping anytime I wear loose shorts. Oh, and then this one you learn very early. The worst things about having a dong. Bad habit of having erections at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Or you sit down somewhere and it gets like uncomfortably tangled up and like between underwear and pants, and you've got to like do something. Otherwise, you just have this weird like scrunched up, smushed dick.
Expert tips for satisfying a woman sexually. Here we go from AskMen.com. It would be fantastic if your significant other came with an instruction manual, but they don't. I think your wife came with the neighbor.
Hi-yo!
That way you got a clear idea. If they came with an instruction manual, you would know exactly what to do. Instead, you know, much like a jungle explorer, you're out there just kind of whacking away, hoping you find the Temple of Doom at some point, right? 5 steps to please your lady in the bedroom. All right? Here are 5 things that'll satisfy her every time. Number 1, her pleasure.
Well, that's what I'm there trying to find in the first fucking place.
Take an interest in it. Show that you care.
Oh, I have
find
to pay
out
attention.
What makes her smile? What makes her feel good? That's the first big step. Show that you're willing to give as much as you were willing to receive. Satisfy any woman sexually. Slow down. It's not a marathon. It is a marathon. Is it not a marathon? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Be patient. Give her time to get there with you. A warm
Sometimes
up.
If you're trying to run a marathon, she wants you to run a sprint because she has things to do.
Yeah.
You're like, why can't we just have a marathon? She's like, sprint, sprint, sprint.
Sometimes it feels like she wants you to pass off the baton and fucking beat it to the infield. They say a warm-up period is, essential. Not that you want to set a timer, but a 20-minute pregame foreplay period is a good rule of thumb. Questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Find out what she really likes. Once she shares her desires with you, act on it. And even if you have to pretend, act like you enjoy it. Show interest. Learning things, that's a huge turn on.
Okay, I'll agree to pretend that I like what it is if she agrees to pretend that she likes what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
It's a very delicate theater.
Don't try stuff she hasn't agreed on.
Well, that goes back to that whole 3 out of 10 and 5 out of 10 thing.
Just because a little cool in porn that you watched earlier in the afternoon, that doesn't mean if you spring it on her, she's going to all of a sudden be expected to, she's going to be thrilled about it. Let alone enjoy it. You might end up shocked, disappointed, embarrassed.
Shocked.
I'm worried about the embarrassed part. Don't be any of those things. If she's completely turned off by it, by the way, all of those things will kill the mood instantly. Enthusiastic consent makes everything better and more comfortable.
What about the best you can get is a meh, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess I can say I did that. That's not a glowing review.
No.
The power of the clitoris. What was that? Jane Silopob, Strike Back. I am the clit master. Find out about it. There are 10,000 nerve endings right there. By comparison, your dong has about 4,000 nerve endings. So it is twice as powerful.
Then why does it seem like what I am doing is not enjoyable if there are so many nerve endings? If this is supposed to be good, then why am I getting the tap, tap, taparoo?
Knowing your way around the little love button, they say, can go a long way. Don't be afraid to ask for guidance. You'll both be glad that you did. Now, before any of that happens, and this is according to a porn girl, excuse me, adult star.
There we go.
What's the one big mistake that men are doing before a date? The biggest mistake is, by the way, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression, right?
Is it something dumb like eye contact?
According to this adult actor, her name is Maitland Ward. You know her, again, from Saved by the Bell, the college years. There's one common mistake that men make before a date. And we thought that everybody knew this, but apparently they don't. Oh, how old do you think that the girl from Saved by the Bell is?
She's older than you think.
Wow, look at her right now.
How old do you think she is?
I don't know. Late 30s, early 40s?
47.
Nice.
Yeah, she's creeping up on 50.
I don't remember this girl from the show.
From what I understand, she was one of the friends of the girls. It was Lisa Turtle, and then one of the other girls was on the show, right? 47-year-old adult film star says, simply, just take a shower. Don't be dirty.
Hey, who are these fucking guys that go out to dates without showering?
She explains that. I know you came straight from the gym.
Straight from the gym to a date.
You want to be all pumped up and look good, guys, but the sweat isn't good until later on. That's pretty solid advice. Remember, when your date shows up for work next week, you'll be telling everybody about the guy who didn't shower. She also recommends, too, when you're on a date, think about your meal. Make a wise meal choice. Don't eat anything uncomfortable.
Hey, we were wrong. It wasn't Saved by the Bell. It was Boy Meets World, and she was a main cast member.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, she joined the show as Rachel McGuire in 1998 in the sixth season, and she was a main cast member until the show ended. Whoa. She was in the movie White Chicks?
She says, don't get tacos on a date. She says it ends up all over your face. Oh, she also says this is a problem for women and about half the dudes. It's going to end up all over your face and in your tits.
Oh. If you're sitting across from a woman who has her cleavage exposed and she's filling it with...
I gotta be honest, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, with taco meat, shredded iceberg lettuce, and cheese curlies. You couldn't get me to get her out of there fast enough.
We have to go.
We'll take the rest of this in a bag.
They say, get something to eat that you know will be conversational. Okay. And make sure that you don't get something that's spilling all over your chin. Nobody wants a greasy, drippy chin.
Yeah, like don't go off for ribs or barbecue.
Right. Just remind you to let your personality shine through. You are whoever you are. Be confident in that and allow other people to see who you really are.
But I know that they won't like me if they know who I are.
Oh, she also says, doing porn's the best job in the world. I've never been ashamed of my sexuality, she says. All right, good for her. I remember that back in the day when we would have to check out what magazines we were in by going to the sex shops and picking them up off the shelves. It was a very different time. However, she quit the industry after 3 years, her first time around. After spending some time on the ski slope, she wanted to prove to myself that I could get a degree and work as a nurse for a long time. So then she became a nurse. I still work occasionally because I like it. She also met her husband during that period of time. They tied the knot in 2018. They had a child a few years later, but thanks to the rise of OnlyFans, she has now gone back to kickstart a return to her porn career.
Hey, she's got a book out. It's called Rated X, How Porn Liberated Me from Hollywood.
Hey, good for her, man. All right, here's two dudes who can't seem to, well, get it together.
Her awards start out as Soap Opera Digest Awards, then there's Young Artist Awards, and then about, 2020, we get to the AVNs.
All right, 56-year-old man in Tokyo has been arrested for having relations with a water fountain in a public park. Happened at 2:20 in the a.m. After being caught riding a bike naked from the waist down, the man was initially arrested for public indecency. However, officers then discovered images of the man rubbing his butt on a water tap as he was being taken into custody. He was then rearrested for property damage after admitting to, grinding his butt on a water tap to, quote unquote, satisfy his sexual desire. And here we go. Austin is 27 years old. He's been arrested by North Carolina police after he allegedly committed a lewd act on a trail. After multiple calls about an incident, police initiated an undercover sting and they arrested him. He is currently facing one indecent exposure charge with additional charges expected to be levied eventually. Meanwhile, the incident has raised concerns about safety in the area, prompting authorities, because the man was, giving himself the business next to a jogging trail. That's a shitty undercover sting, too. You don't be in an undercover sting. You want to do something good, right?
Yeah, looking out for crimes or something. You're like, look for a guy who's beaten off on a trail.
Hey, put on these on clouds and some loose shorts and a t-shirt and then jog around for a while and try to find a man masturbating on the edge of the woods. Like, this fucking job sucks. Can I be the guy that goes into the hotel room with the prostitute and starts with a massage until almost penetration, then the rest of the guys break into the room?
Almost. Although you can't imagine there's a suspect more quietly going into custody than a guy who got caught tugging himself in a park. He's like, let's just not make a big deal of this. I'll go quietly, please.
Yeah, they're asking residents to please keep an eye out for any more suspicious activity because obviously he's not going to be in jail for long. So there you go. There's the podcast for this week. Thanks a lot for taking some time and checking it out. You can stay up to date all things JLNK, obviously, by heading over to jlnkshow.com. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.